So that really gets really central, I would say, to what this path in a bigger way is about. Right? And within Buddhism, I mean, there are other traditions. I know you're from, you know, there are ways of resolving this, hopefully. The way it's resolved in the Buddhist tradition, well, in many ways, but just simply is in our tradition, there is something called the bodhisattva, and there our path is called the path of a bodhisattva. Okay, and in the bodhisattva, that is resolved, that tension is resolved. How is it resolved? Because the bodhisattva, seeing the suffering, right, of one's fellow being, and not just that suffering. I mean, those are the obvious sufferings, right? The suffering of refugees, the suffering of wars, the suffering of violence, the suffering of, you know, all this stuff, right? That's just the obvious suffering. But underneath that, the cause of that is the suffering that goes on in people's minds, right? You know, why is there war that creates millions of refugees, right? You know, why, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Because of the mind that is that perceives itself as separate from their brothers and sisters, right? And the mind that is full of self-interest, self-centeredness, right? The mind that is filled with anger and hate and fear. You know, we see the results of that in life, but that's what the causes. Right? Right? You know, why, you know, I mean, global warming's a non-brainer, a no-brainer. Right? It's obvious what's going on. And yet, why don't people, you know, why don't people stop the suffering that they're doing to the earth and to future generations? Well, obviously, they don't even see their own personal suffering. They don't even acknowledge their own personal suffering. Do they? No. You know, I mean, how can people who won't even acknowledge their own personal suffering step out of themselves to acknowledge the suffering of others and the suffering of the planet? I mean, most people can't even see cause and effect in their own life. Eat this, you're going to get sick. Right? You're going to have a bellyache. I mean, people can't even stop doing that. You know? Go shopping, even if you don't have the money, just put it on the credit card. I mean, people are like children. Right? One of the things about children is, you know, if you remember being a child or being a teenager, you know, your parents talk to you about the future and you go, what are you talking about, right? It's just about what? Now, in a very hedonistic way. I mean, that's childlike. So, seeing the suffering of the world in all its myriad forms, the bodhisattva says, how can I help? How can I help? So, and now there are endless ways to help, right? Right? I mean, as there are endless sufferings in this world, there are endless ways of help. I mean, you know, NGOs, there's no end to them. I mean, you know, there are probably, how many NGOs are there in the world? Right? And every day there's a thousand new ones. Why? Because people are going, oh, there's a problem here, there's a problem there. I mean, it's endless, right? If you're not, you know, having a problem, then you're in an NGO trying to take care of a problem. But nobody goes, well, what's causing this craziness, right? Okay. So, the Buddha, seeing the suffering of the world, but looking deeply into the fundamental cause, right, decided, of all the ways of intervening, I want to get to the cause, right? I want to get to the root of what causes human beings not to act in a healthy way, right? What's causing this disconnection, this separation, all these things, right? So he went in. So when he went out, he had wisdom and understanding, and real compassion. So, The vow of the Bodhisattva is, I vow to become enlightened in order to benefit all beings. They're not two. What's often in a lot of theology, there are two. You know, there's the inner meditative mystical path, and then there's the outer path of service and charity. They're like two paths. Buddhism uniquely brought them together, right? And that the meditative life, the inward life, fuels the outer service because it is truly selfless. There's no separation. It's even beyond, you know, I am my brother's keeper. It is, I am my brother. My brother is me. My sister is me. There's no distinction. Now, you say, how can one be happy in a world of such suffering? Right? How can a doctor have personal happiness? All they do all day is what? See sick people. Right? Can a doctor be happy? What? Yes. Right? So, understanding the cause of suffering, the nature of suffering, and having a desire to be of service to those suffering can actually fill you with joy. Oh, I understand what gives real meaning in life. It's not depressing. It's not depressing. Right? It's like you're a doctor, you know, and there's a waiting room full of sick people, and you go, oh, I can help them. Right? I have medicine for this, and I have medicine for that. I can help all these people. I'm happy, even though the waiting room is full of sick people. It's like that. Does that make sense? What?
There's still that tension that and that personal suffering. That the doctor must experience when he says, oh, she says, I do not have medicine for that person.
Well, but you say there's a suffering and a tension. I wouldn't say that. I would say it's an acknowledgement. That's all. And which is not, see, if it's coming from a sense of defeat, like I should be able to cure everybody. Well, then you might feel that. But if you understand, you know, there may be some people just too far gone in their disease process.
So it's just an acknowledgement, okay, I have that sadness for the sea of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And just the ability to live with it.
Well, see, and this is getting big. I mean, in Buddhism, understanding cause and effect is big. Why is the world the way it is? Because of cause and effect. It's not, you know, it's not the will. We are not the plaything of the gods. We are not the plaything of fate. You know, human beings create their own world through their actions of body, speech, and mind. This is why the world it is. You know, why do we have wars? You know, study history. So you understand. It's not just resignation. It's deep understanding of, you know, why, you know, gee, you know, I could help this person. But they don't want to be helped. I can understand that. They're not ready. I mean, you know, there's no grandiosity. Right? There's no Messiah complex or Savior complex. There's just a willingness to, you know, help wherever you can in the best way you can. And if you can't, maybe somebody else can. But also a lot of people, as we've heard today, are comfortable in there. Unfortunately, they don't name what they're going through as suffering. And that's just also the way it is.